Junior story, Stella learns to keep her promises. Stella learns about promises at home.
Time for breakfast, Stella, called Dad.
Coming, replied Stella.
While Stella and her dad ate, Chubbs, the cat, sat and watched. He was patiently waiting for his breakfast.
I'm going to work now, said Dad. When you're finished eating, will you feed the cat?
Yes, said Stella.
Do you promise? Chubbs is very hungry, and I don't have time to get his food right now.
Oh, yes, I promise.
Thank you, said Dad as he hugged her. I'll see you at dinner.
Stella went to her room to make her bed. She saw her blocks and started to build tall towers. Then she found her toy cars and drove them through the towers. She was having so much fun.
Stella, called her mom, come to the kitchen, please.
Mom was sitting at the table, but she didn't say anything. She only pointed to the empty cat dish next to Chubbs, who was meowing very loudly.
You promised Dad you would feed the cat, Stella, but you didn't, said Mom.
If you say you will do something, then you must do it. How do you think Chubbs feels right now? Stella looked at Chubbs as he sat next to his empty bowl, meowing loudly.
He's mad because he's hungry, said Stella.
She hurried to fill his dish with cat food and told him she was sorry she forgot to feed him. She sat next to him, petting him while he ate.
Stella, said Mom, when you make a promise to someone, they believe that you will do what you say. They trust you. If you break your promise, then something will not get done, and usually someone will suffer because of it. In this case, it was our cat.
The Bible tells us that God makes a promise and then he keeps it. He wants us to do the same so we don't hurt others. Then people can count on us to do what we said we would.
What will you do tomorrow when Dad asks you to feed the cat? Asked Mom.
I'll feed him as soon as I'm done with breakfast. I will do what I say I will do.